Standard & Poor's fueled fears of a crippling economic crisis in Europe on Monday, issuing a dire warning of an unprecedented mass downgrade of Eurozone countries' credit ratings if EU leaders fail to deliver a fast and efficient solution to the region's debt crisis. Although France and Germany promptly threw their weight behind a reform plan which would reinforce governance within the alliance, skepticism remains high, and even non-Eurozone members, such as the Czech Republic, are bracing for the worst. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The gravity of the situation was clearly apparent on Monday as German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy rallied behind a last-ditch attempt to restore confidence in the battered Eurozone. The solution presented is tighter financial governance within the alliance, which would prevent other member states defaulting, a plan which would require fundamental changes to the Lisbon Treaty. President Sarkozy said on Monday broad support for the reforms would be welcome.
Notre préférence va vers un traité.
Our preference is for a treaty with all 27 members so that no one feels left out. But if that is not possible, we are ready to seek endorsement by the Eurozone's 17 members alone.
À passer par un traité à 17.
The Czech government's EU Secretary Viktor Belling said that while not a Eurozone member, the Czech Republic was not ruling out support for a proposed change to the treaty.
At this point, we are not opposed to proposals for change as such. There are no a priori taboos in this respect.
However, confidence in the Eurozone's ability to ride out the storm is clearly low, and the government's Economic Council is bracing for the impact of a severe recession on the export-dependent Czech economy, including the possible collapse of the Eurozone and a subsequent credit crunch. The government's Economic Advisory Board has drafted four crisis scenarios with over 30 emergency measures, which would see the country through bad to disastrous times. They include enforcing a balanced budget by law, introducing a unified 20% VAT or a three-day working week. Fearing what the future may bring, Czechs have started saving their money big time.
That report by Daniela Lazarová. Now, the struggling state-owned carrier Czech Airlines